The Financial Freedom Formula. A step-by-step guide. Table of contents. 1. Introduction, Understanding Financial Freedom. Chapter 1, Shifting Your Mindset, Think Like the Wealthy. Chapter 2, Building a Strong Financial Foundation. Chapter 3, The Power of Budgeting, Creating a Plan for Success. Chapter 4, Eliminating Debt, The Fast Track to Freedom. Chapter 5, Saving and Investing for Long-Term Wealth. Chapter 6, Passive Income, Your Ticket to True Financial Independence. Chapter 7, Managing Risk and Building Wealth Sustainably. Chapter 8, Real Estate, Stock Markets, and Other Investment Vehicles. Chapter 9, Protecting Your Wealth, Insurance, Wills, and Estate Planning. Chapter 10, Living the Financially Free Life, Sustaining Your Success. Conclusion, Take Control, Stay Committed, Achieve Freedom. 1. Introduction, Understanding Financial Freedom. Achieving financial freedom means having the ability to live life according to your own terms, free from the burden of financial stress. It involves having sufficient resources to cover living expenses, pursue your interests, and secure your future without relying solely on your salary. The term rat race describes the tiring and repetitive lifestyle that many individuals lead, often characterized by an unending pursuit of money and status, frequently at the expense of personal happiness and fulfillment. It emphasizes the cycle of working hard to earn money, using that money to sustain a particular lifestyle, and then working even harder to keep up with financial obligations. Example: Let's consider an average person in India, Priya, and follow her financial journey. 1. Starting salary, Priya graduates at 22 and begins her career at a tech firm with an initial salary of ₹600,000 per year. After accounting for taxes and living expenses, she manages to save approximately ₹50,000 each year. 2. Career growth, over the next 2 decades, Priya works hard, pursuing promotions and changing jobs to increase her salary. By the age of 42, her earnings have risen to ₹120,000 annually, enabling her to save about ₹100,000 per year. 3. Lifestyle inflation, as her income rises, so does her spending. Priya upgrades her apartment, purchases a car, and takes family vacations. This lifestyle inflation means her savings do not grow at the same rate as her income. 4. Retirement planning, by the time Priya turns 60, she has accumulated around ₹1.5 crores in savings through a combination of her savings and investments. However, she realizes this may not be sufficient to sustain her desired lifestyle in retirement, particularly with increasing healthcare costs and inflation. 5. The rat race cycle. Despite decades of hard work, Priya feels anxious about her financial security. She considers taking on extra work or investments to increase her savings, often sacrificing leisure and family time due to concerns about having enough for retirement. Conclusion. Priya's story exemplifies how many individuals in India find themselves caught in the rat race, striving to boost their earnings while frequently sacrificing personal fulfillment. It underscores the importance of effective financial planning, conscious spending, and prioritizing well-being alongside financial aspirations. Top of form. Bottom of form. Chapter 1, Shifting Your Mindset, Think Like the Wealthy. Your journey to financial freedom starts with the right mindset. Wealthy individuals tend to think long-term, emphasize growth, and view money as a tool for creating opportunities. To achieve financial freedom, embracing this mindset is essential. Key mindset shifts. Delayed gratification, prioritize long-term rewards over immediate pleasures. Abundance over scarcity, embrace the belief that wealth can grow, rather than feeling limited by resources. Ownership and control, take charge of your financial future through smart investments and entrepreneurial ventures. Wealthy individuals approach money differently than most, focusing on long-term planning, risk management, and seeing money as a means to create more opportunities. To illustrate the impact of a mindset shift, let's explore the case studies of individuals who adopted a wealth-oriented mindset and transformed their financial journeys. Asterisk Case Study 1, Warren Buffett, The Power of Long-Term Thinking. Warren Buffett, one of the world's wealthiest individuals, has consistently emphasized the importance of long-term thinking in wealth building. Early in his career, he cultivated a mindset centered on patience, discipline, and the power of compounding investments. He understood that investing in quality companies and holding those investments over time would yield greater returns than pursuing quick profits. Patience over instant gratification, rather than chasing short-term gains or trends, Buffett focused on investing in companies with strong fundamentals, holding them for decades. This shift away from get-rich-quick schemes has allowed his wealth to grow exponentially. Focus on value. Instead of getting distracted by market noise, Buffett sought undervalued stocks, companies with solid management, and products with enduring demand. Asterisk outcome, Buffett's long-term strategy transformed a modest beginning into a fortune worth billions. His company, Berkshire Hathaway, exemplifies the power of patience and strategic investing. This case illustrates how moving from short-term speculation to long-term wealth building can lead to substantial financial success. Case Study 2, Elon Musk, Embracing Risk and Thinking Big. Elon Musk is renowned not just for his immense wealth but also for his ambitious mindset. By founding companies like PayPal, Tesla, and SpaceX, Musk's success stems from his ability to think beyond conventional business limits. He exemplifies how embracing calculated risks and a relentless pursuit of bold ideas can yield remarkable financial success. Key mindset shifts. Calculated risk-taking, Musk is unafraid to take significant risks, but these decisions are rooted in careful analysis and long-term potential. When he sold PayPal, he invested nearly all his fortune into Tesla, SpaceX, and SolarCity, leaving himself with minimal cash. While many viewed this as reckless, Musk remained confident in the long-term visions of these ventures. Visionary thinking, Musk's mindset extends beyond current circumstances. He focuses on addressing future challenges and creating value in industries with substantial growth potential, such as electric vehicles, space exploration, and sustainable energy. Outcome, Musk's companies have transformed entire industries, and his wealth has skyrocketed as a result. His mindset, centered on bold thinking and calculated risks, illustrates how stepping outside traditional financial paradigms can lead to extraordinary achievements. Conclusion, how you can shift your mindset. Changing your mindset is one of the most powerful steps toward financial freedom. By adopting a long-term perspective, embracing calculated risks, and focusing on creating diverse income streams, you can align your thinking with that of the wealthy. By transforming your approach to money and opportunities, you position yourself to overcome financial limitations and achieve lasting success. Chapter 2: Building a Strong Financial Foundation. Before building wealth, it's essential to establish a solid financial foundation. This includes understanding your financial situation, setting realistic goals, and developing habits that support long-term success. Asterisk steps to build your foundation. Assess your finances, track your income, expenses, debts, and assets. Set smart financial goals, ensure your goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Establish an emergency fund, aim to save 3 to 6 months' worth of living expenses in a liquid account. Building a strong financial foundation is crucial for achieving long-term financial freedom. Here's a detailed look at the steps involved, illustrated with a real-life example. 1. Creating a budget. Asterisk example, asterisk Priya, a software engineer in Bangalore, begins by tracking her monthly income and expenses using a budgeting app. She categorizes her spending into essentials like rent and groceries, as well as discretionary expenses like dining out. By analyzing her spending patterns, she identifies areas to cut back, such as reducing dining out from 4 times a month to 2x. 2. Building an emergency fund. Asterisk example, asterisk after setting her budget, Priya targets saving 3 to 6 months' worth of living expenses in a high-interest savings account. With monthly expenses of 30,000 Indian rupees, she sets a goal of saving Indian rupee 100,000. She automates monthly transfers of 5,000 Indian rupees until she reaches her target, ensuring she has a financial cushion for unexpected events like medical emergencies or job loss. 3. Managing debt wisely. Asterisk example, asterisk Priya has a student loan and a credit card balance. She prioritizes paying off her credit card, which has a high interest rate, by making extra payments each month. Additionally, she consolidates her student loan for a lower interest rate, reducing her overall repayment burden. Effectively managing her debt improves her credit score, making future loans more affordable. 4. Investing for the future. Asterisk example, asterisk with her budget in place and debts under control, Priya starts investing. She researches various options and decides to open a systematic investment plan, SIP, in a mutual fund, investing 2,000 Indian rupees a month to leverage compounding. She also contributes to a public provident fund, PPF, for long-term savings, benefiting from tax deductions. 5. Setting financial goals. Asterisk example, asterisk Priya outlines her short-term and long-term financial goals. Short-term goals include saving for a vacation in 2 years, while long-term goals involve purchasing a home and planning for retirement. She applies the SMART criteria to clearly define these goals, helping her stay focused and motivated. 6. Continuous learning and review. Asterisk example, asterisk Priya dedicates time each month to review her financial progress, adjusting her budget and investment strategies as needed. She reads personal finance books and follows financial blogs to stay informed about market trends and new investment opportunities, ensuring she makes informed decisions. Conclusion. By building a strong financial foundation through budgeting, saving, managing debt, investing, and setting clear goals, Priya empowers herself to achieve financial freedom. This structured approach not only secures her financial future but also allows her to enjoy life today, knowing she's prepared for whatever comes next. Her journey demonstrates that with discipline and planning, anyone can establish a solid financial foundation that leads to lasting stability and freedom. Chapter 3, The Power of Budgeting, Creating a Plan for Success. Budgeting, Your Roadmap to Financial Freedom. A budget serves as your guide to financial freedom, helping you direct your money toward your goals rather than allowing it to slip away unnoticed. Budgeting strategies. The 50/30/20 rule, allocate 50% of your income to needs, 30% to wants, and 20% to savings or debt repayment. Zero-based budgeting, assign every dollar a specific purpose, whether for saving, investing, or spending. Automate savings and investments, set up automatic transfers to your savings and investment accounts to ensure consistency. Budgeting is a cornerstone of personal finance that empowers individuals to manage their money effectively, track expenses, and achieve financial goals. A well-structured budget provides clarity and control, enabling informed decision-making. Here's an in-depth look at the power of budgeting, illustrated through a case study. Key benefits of budgeting. 1. Financial awareness. A budget helps you understand your income sources and spending habits. 2. Goal setting. It allows for the establishment of realistic financial goals, whether short-term, like saving for a vacation, or long-term, like retirement. 3. Debt management. Budgeting aids in prioritizing debt repayment, alleviating financial stress. 4. Emergency preparedness. It facilitates the creation of an emergency fund, ensuring financial security. 5. Informed spending. With a budget, you can distinguish between needs and wants, leading to more mindful spending. Case study, Ravi's journey to financial stability. Background, Ravi, a 30-year-old marketing manager in Mumbai, struggled to manage his finances despite earning a decent salary. He often ran out of money before the month ended and relied on credit cards, leading to mounting debt. Step 1, assessing financial situation. Ravi decided to take control of his finances. He gathered all his financial information, salary slips, bank statements, and bills and realized his monthly income was 70,000 Indian rupees, while his expenses totaled 80,000 Indian rupees, including rent, groceries, utilities, and discretionary spending. Step 2. Creating a budget. Initial budget, Ravi created a simple budget that categorized his expenses into fixed, rent, utilities, and variable, entertainment, dining out. He discovered that his discretionary spending was excessive, particularly on dining out and online shopping. Revised budget, after analyzing his expenses, he made adjustments. Fixed expenses, 45,000 Indian rupees. Variable expenses, reduced from 35,000 Indian rupees to 25,000 Indian rupees. Savings and debt repayment, allocated 10,000 Indian rupees for savings and 5,000 Indian rupees for debt repayment. Step 3. Setting financial goals. Ravi established clear goals to guide his budgeting process. Short-term goal, save 50,000 Indian rupees for a vacation in 6 months. Long-term goal, pay off credit card debt of 60,000 Indian rupees within a year. Step 4. Monitoring and adjusting. Ravi tracked his spending weekly using a budgeting app, regularly reviewing his budget to stay on track. When overspending occurred in one category, he adjusted by cutting back in another. Step 5. Achieving success. Over the next year, Ravi made significant progress. He successfully saved 50,000 Indian rupees for his vacation by cutting back on dining out and shopping. By adhering to his budget, he paid off his credit card debt within 10 months, improving his credit score. Conclusion. Ravi's journey illustrates the transformative power of budgeting. By assessing his financial situation, creating a realistic budget, and setting clear goals, he gained control over his finances. Budgeting not only helped him reduce debt but also enabled him to save for meaningful experiences, enhancing his overall quality of life. His success story emphasizes that budgeting is not merely about restricting spending, it's about crafting a roadmap for financial success that allows individuals to live within their means while working towards their aspirations. Chapter 4: Eliminating Debt, the Fast Track to Freedom. Debt is one of the biggest obstacles to financial freedom. The faster you eliminate it, the sooner you'll free up resources for wealth building. Steps to eliminate debt. The snowball method: pay off the smallest debts first to build momentum. The avalanche method: focus on paying off high-interest debts to save on interest costs. Debt consolidation and refinancing: explore options to reduce interest rates and consolidate multiple loans. Debt can significantly hinder financial freedom, affecting both finances and overall well-being. Eliminating debt is a crucial step toward achieving financial independence. Here's a look at effective strategies for debt elimination, illustrated with a real-life example. Key strategies for eliminating debt. 1. Assess your debt. Understand the total amount owed, interest rates, and monthly payments for each debt. 2. Create a debt repayment plan. Choose a method, such as the snowball or avalanche method, to systematically tackle debts. 3. Cut unnecessary expenses. Identify and reduce discretionary spending to allocate more funds toward debt repayment. 4. Increase income. Seek opportunities to earn extra income through side jobs, freelancing, or selling unused items. 5. Negotiate with creditors. Contact creditors for lower interest rates or more manageable payment plans. 6. Stay committed and track progress. Regularly review your repayment plan and celebrate milestones to stay motivated. Real-life example: Aisha's debt-free journey. Background: Aisha, a 28-year-old graphic designer living in Pune, felt overwhelmed by debt. She had a personal loan of Indian rupee 100,000, credit card debt of 40,000 Indian rupees, and an education loan of Indian rupee 250,000. With a monthly income of 60,000 Indian rupees, her total debt payments exceeded 20,000 Indian rupees, leaving little for living expenses and savings. Step 1: Assessing the debt. Aisha listed all her debts, noting the interest rates and minimum payments. Personal loan, Indian rupee 100,000 at 12% interest, 5,000 Indian rupees monthly payment. Credit card, 40,000 Indian rupees at 36% interest, 1,500 Indian rupees monthly payment. Education loan, Indian rupee 250,000 at 10% interest, 3,500 Indian rupees monthly payment. This overview helped her recognize the urgency of addressing her debts, especially the high-interest credit card debt. Step 2: Creating a debt repayment plan. Aisha chose the avalanche method, focusing first on the highest interest debt, credit card debt. She allocated an extra 5,000 Indian rupees each month towards this debt while making minimum payments on others. Step 3: Cutting unnecessary expenses. Aisha reviewed her monthly budget and identified areas to cut back. Reduced dining out from 4 times a month to once. Subscribed to a cheaper mobile plan. Cut down on online shopping. These changes freed up an additional 7,000 Indian rupees per month, allowing her to direct 12,000 Indian rupees monthly towards her debts. Step 4: Increasing income. To further accelerate repayment, Aisha took on freelance design projects during her spare time, earning an extra 10,000 Indian rupees monthly dedicated entirely to debt repayment. Step 5: Negotiating with creditors. Aisha contacted her credit card company to negotiate a lower interest rate, explaining her commitment to repaying the debt. They agreed to reduce her rate from 36% to 24%, significantly lowering her monthly payments. Step 6: Staying committed and tracking progress. Aisha diligently tracked her payments using a spreadsheet. She celebrated milestones, such as paying off her credit card debt in just 4 months. Afterward, she focused on the personal loan as her next target. Conclusion. Within 18 months, Aisha successfully eliminated her credit card debt and personal loan, while significantly reducing her education loan balance. Her strategic approach, assessing her situation, creating a structured repayment plan, cutting unnecessary expenses, increasing income, and negotiating with creditors, enabled her to regain control of her finances. Aisha's journey highlights that eliminating debt is achievable and can lead to a profound sense of freedom and empowerment. By prioritizing debt repayment, she improved her financial situation and gained the ability to save for future goals, such as buying a home and investing in her retirement. Her experience underscores that with determination and a clear plan, anyone can break free from the burdens of debt and move toward a brighter financial future. Chapter 5: Saving and Investing for Long-Term Wealth. Building wealth through saving and investing. Once you're on track to eliminate debt, the next crucial step is to build wealth through saving and investing. Key investment principles. Start early. Time in the market outweighs attempts to time the market. Diversify. Spread your investments across various asset classes to manage risk effectively. Compound interest. Reinvest your earnings to harness exponential growth over time. Saving and investing are foundational elements for long-term wealth creation. While saving focuses on accumulating cash for immediate needs or emergencies, investing involves allocating money into assets with growth potential. Together, they establish a solid financial base that can lead to independence and security. Key principles of saving and investing. 1. Start early. The earlier you save and invest, the greater the benefits from compounding interest. 2. Set clear goals. Define both short-term and long-term financial goals to shape your saving and investment strategies. 3. Diversify investments. Spread your investments across various asset classes, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and real estate to minimize risk. 4. Regular contributions. Consistently contribute to savings and investments, even if the amounts are small. 5. Educate yourself. Stay informed about financial markets and investment options to make informed decisions. 6. Review and adjust. Regularly assess your financial plan to ensure alignment with your goals and make adjustments as needed. Case study: Neha's journey to long-term wealth. Background: Neha, a 30-year-old marketing professional in Delhi, aims to secure her financial future. Earning 80,000 Indian rupees a month, she plans to buy a home in the next 5 years and retire comfortably at 60, but is unsure how to save and invest effectively. Step 1: Setting financial goals. Neha begins by outlining her financial objectives. Short-term goal: save Indian rupee 100,000 for a home down payment within 5 years. Long-term goal: build a retirement corpus of 2 Indian rupees crores by age 60. Step 2: Creating a saving plan. Neha allocates a portion of her income for savings. Emergency fund: she saves 30,000 Indian rupees each month until she accumulates Indian rupee 150,000, covering 6 months' expenses. Home down payment: she sets aside 20,000 Indian rupees monthly for the next 5 years, targeting a total of Indian rupee 100,000. Step 3: Investing wisely. With her savings strategy established, Neha explores investment options. Mutual funds: she starts a systematic investment plan, SIP, in an equity mutual fund, investing 10,000 Indian rupees monthly in a balanced fund that offers moderate risk, suitable for her 5-year timeline. Retirement account: Neha opens a public provident fund, PPF, account, contributing 5,000 Indian rupees monthly for tax benefits and stable returns. Step 4: Diversifying investments. To further enhance her investment strategy, Neha diversifies her portfolio. Stocks: she invests 10,000 Indian rupees in individual stocks of well-performing companies, aiming for long-term growth. Fixed deposits: Neha places Indian rupee 500,000 in fixed deposits for liquidity and security, while also generating stable returns. Step 5: Regular review and adjustment. Every 6 months, Neha reviews her financial situation. She assesses the performance of her investments, making adjustments as needed. If a mutual fund consistently underperforms, she considers switching to a different option. Neha tracks her savings to ensure she's on target for her home down payment. Results. After 5 years, Neha successfully accumulates Indian rupee 100,000 for her home down payment due to her disciplined saving and investment approach. Her investments in mutual funds and the PPF have also grown significantly, positioning her well for retirement. Home purchase: Neha buys her dream apartment in Delhi, achieving her short-term goal. Retirement corpus: by age 60, her investments are projected to exceed 2 Indian rupees crores, enabling a comfortable retirement lifestyle. Conclusion: Neha's journey highlights the importance of saving and investing for long-term wealth. By setting clear goals, creating a disciplined savings plan, and diversifying her investments, she secured her financial future. Her experience demonstrates that with careful planning and commitment, anyone can achieve their financial aspirations and build a legacy of wealth for themselves and future generations. Saving and investing are not just financial activities, they are essential practices that foster financial security and freedom. Chapter 6: Passive Income, Your Ticket to True Financial Independence. Creating multiple streams of passive income. True financial freedom often comes from establishing multiple streams of income, particularly passive income earnings that require minimal effort to maintain. Passive income ideas. Dividend stocks: earn income from investments in companies that pay dividends. Real estate rentals: invest in properties that generate consistent rental income. Online businesses: create digital products or services that generate recurring revenue. Passive income is derived from ventures where you're not actively involved. Unlike active income, where you trade time for money, passive income can provide financial stability and allow you to pursue other interests, reduce reliance on a paycheck, and build wealth over time. Key sources of passive income. 1. Real estate investments: rental properties can offer steady monthly income. 2. Dividend stocks: investing in dividend-paying companies provides regular cash flow. 3. Peer-to-peer lending: platforms that facilitate loans yield interest income. 4. Online businesses, e-commerce or digital products, like courses or ebooks, can generate ongoing sales. 5. Royalties: earnings from creative work, such as books, music, or patents, can provide residual income. Real-life example: Raj's journey to financial independence. Background: Raj, a 35-year-old software engineer in Hyderabad, earns Indian rupee 100,000 a month but dreams of achieving financial independence to spend more time with his family and travel. To supplement his earnings, he explores passive income opportunities. Step 1: Identifying passive income opportunities. Raj researched various avenues and identified 3 potential sources. 1. Real estate: investing in rental properties. 2. Dividend stocks: building a portfolio of stocks that pay regular dividends. 3. Online courses: creating a course based on his software development expertise. Step 2: Investing in real estate. Raj decides to invest in a small apartment in a growing neighborhood. Investment: he uses Indian rupee 300,000 from his savings for the down payment and takes a home loan for the rest. Rental income: the apartment generates 25,000 Indian rupees in monthly rent, covering his loan EMI and adding 10,000 Indian rupees to his monthly income after expenses. Step 3: Building a dividend stock portfolio. Next, Raj allocates Indian rupee 100,000 to dividend-paying stocks. Research: he selects well-established companies with a strong history of paying dividends. Income: over time, these stocks yield an average annual dividend of Indian rupee 100,000, providing an additional 8,000 Indian rupees per month. Step 4: Creating online courses. Raj leverages his expertise to create an online course on software development. Platform: he chooses a popular online learning platform to reach a wider audience. Revenue: after initial setup and promotion, the course generates 20,000 Indian rupees per month in passive income, requiring only periodic updates. Results: after a few years, Raj's passive income streams significantly enhance his financial situation. Real estate: 10,000 Indian rupees monthly. Dividends: 8,000 Indian rupees monthly. Online courses: 20,000 Indian rupees monthly. In total, Raj generates 38,000 Indian rupees in passive income each month, allowing him to save more and invest further, while also enjoying a comfortable lifestyle. Step 5. Achieving financial independence. With these passive income streams established, Raj reduces his work hours and explores passions like traveling and volunteering. He feels secure financially, knowing he has multiple income sources. Conclusion. Raj's journey underscores the transformative potential of passive income and achieving financial independence. By diversifying his income streams through real estate, dividend stocks, and online courses, he not only enhances his monthly cash flow but also creates a safety net for the future. His experience illustrates that with careful planning, research, and a willingness to invest time and resources upfront, anyone can create passive income streams that lead to greater financial freedom and flexibility. Ultimately, passive income is a powerful tool for anyone looking to achieve true financial independence and live life on their terms. Chapter 7: Managing Risk and Building Wealth Sustainably. Managing risks in wealth building. Every wealth building strategy carries inherent risks. Effectively managing these risks is essential for sustainable financial success. Risk management techniques. Diversification: avoid concentrating your investments in a single asset class. Insurance: protect against unforeseen events with health, life, and property insurance. Emergency fund: maintain an emergency fund to handle unexpected financial challenges. Building wealth sustainably involves not only accumulating assets but also managing risks that could derail financial goals. A balanced approach to risk management protects against market volatility while still allowing for growth. Key principles of risk management. 1. Diversification: spread investments across various asset classes to mitigate the risk of any single investment. 2. Risk assessment: understand your personal risk tolerance and the risks associated with different investments. 3. Emergency fund: keep a safety net to cover unexpected expenses without disrupting your investment plans. 4. Long-term perspective: focus on long-term goals instead of being swayed by short-term market fluctuations. 5. Insurance: utilize insurance products to mitigate risks associated with health, property, and liability. Case study: Suresh's journey to sustainable wealth. Background: Suresh, a 40-year-old entrepreneur in Chennai, runs a successful digital marketing agency. He aims to build sustainable wealth for his family's future and understands that risk management is crucial. Step 1: Assessing financial situation and goals. Suresh evaluates his current financial status. Income: Indian rupee 150,000 per month from his agency. Assets: Indian rupee 200,000 in savings, a small mutual fund portfolio, and a residential property worth Indian rupee 800,000. Goals: save for his children's education, retirement, and a family vacation home. Step 2: Creating a diversified investment portfolio. To manage risk while building wealth, Suresh diversifies his investments. Equity mutual funds: invests Indian rupee 100,000 in a mix of large cap and mid cap funds to balance risk and return. Fixed deposits: allocates Indian rupee 500,000 for stability and liquidity. Real estate: instead of purchasing a vacation home directly, he invests Indian rupee 500,000 in a real estate investment trust, REIT, for exposure to real estate without the associated risks. Step 3: Establishing an emergency fund. Suresh sets aside Indian rupee 600,000 in a high-yield savings account, sufficient to cover 6 months' living expenses and business costs. This fund acts as a financial buffer, allowing him to take calculated investment risks. Step 4: Insurance coverage. To further mitigate risks, Suresh reviews his insurance needs. Health insurance: purchases a comprehensive family health insurance plan. Life insurance: buys a term life insurance policy to ensure his family's financial security. Step 5: Monitoring and adjusting. Suresh regularly reviews his investment portfolio. Annual review: meets with a financial advisor to assess performance and make adjustments based on market conditions. Rebalancing: if equity investments perform well, he may sell some gains and reinvest in fixed deposits or bonds to maintain his desired risk level. Results. Over the next decade, Suresh successfully builds sustainable wealth. Investment growth: his equity mutual funds appreciate significantly, while fixed deposits provide stability. Emergency preparedness: the emergency fund gives him peace of mind, allowing focus on business growth. Financial security: life and health insurance policies protect his family, enabling confident investments. Conclusion: Suresh's journey illustrates the importance of managing risk in wealth building. By diversifying investments, establishing an emergency fund, and ensuring adequate insurance coverage, he grows his wealth while safeguarding his family's financial future. His experience underscores that sustainable wealth building requires ongoing monitoring and adjustments to align with changing circumstances. Through prudent risk management, anyone can achieve financial security and lasting wealth. Chapter 8: Real Estate, Stock Markets, and Other Investment Vehicles. Investing is a key strategy for building wealth, but it's essential to understand your options and choose wisely. Popular investment vehicles: real estate offers opportunities for passive income and long-term appreciation. Stock market: investing in stocks and index funds can yield high returns over time. Cryptocurrency: while volatile, it's viewed by some as a modern investment opportunity. Understanding these investment vehicles allows you to create a diversified portfolio that aligns with your financial goals and risk tolerance. Key investment vehicles: 1. Real estate: purchase properties for rental income or appreciation. It provides cash flow and tax benefits but requires active management and is less liquid. 2. Stock markets: shares of publicly traded companies can yield high returns through capital appreciation and dividends. Stocks are volatile but offer liquidity and growth potential. 3. Mutual funds: pooled funds managed by professionals that invest in a diversified portfolio. They provide diversification and are suitable for hands-off investors. 4. Bond bonds: fixed income securities that pay regular interest and return the principal at maturity. Generally, less risky than stocks and provide stable income. 5. Alternative investments: includes assets like cryptocurrencies, commodities, and peer-to-peer lending, offering diversification but potentially higher risks. Case study: Priya's investment journey. Background: Priya, a 32-year-old financial analyst in Mumbai, seeks to build a diversified investment portfolio for financial freedom. She aims to save for her children's education, retirement, and potential real estate investments. Step 1: Assessing financial goals and risk tolerance. Priya evaluates her situation. Monthly income: Indian rupee 120,000. Current savings: Indian rupee 150,000. Goals: short term, save Indian rupee 200,000 for her children's education in 10 years. Long term, accumulate 1 Indian rupee crore for retirement in 25 years. She determines her risk tolerance as moderate, preferring a balanced approach. Step 2: Allocating investments. Priya allocates her investments across different vehicles. 1. Stock markets. Investment: Indian rupee 600,000 in a mix of large cap and mid cap stocks. Strategy: focus on established companies with dividend payments and growth potential. 2. Mutual funds. Investment: Indian rupee 400,000 in diversified and sector specific equity mutual funds. Strategy: a systematic investment plan SIP of 10,000 Indian rupees per month to average costs over time. 3. Real estate. Investment: reserves Indian rupee 300,000 for a down payment on a rental property. Strategy: invest in a small apartment for rental income and potential appreciation. 4. Bonds. Investment: Indian rupee 200,000 in government bonds for stable returns. Strategy: provides safety and steady income, balancing stock market volatility. 5. Alternative investments. Investment: Indian rupee 100,000 in a diversified cryptocurrency portfolio. Strategy: high risk, high reward component of her strategy, kept to a minimal portion. Step 3: Regular monitoring and adjustments. Priya reviews her portfolio quarterly. Tracks performance of stocks and mutual funds, making adjustments as needed. If favorable, she considers investing in a second rental property. Stays informed about market trends and economic factors. Results: after several years of disciplined investing, Stock market gains, significant appreciation in stock investments, reinvested for growth. Mutual fund growth, the SIP strategy results in a substantial corpus for her children's education. Real estate income, the rental property generates steady income, enhancing her cash flow. Bond stability, bonds provide predictable returns during market downturns. Cryptocurrency speculation, cryptocurrency investments yield some windfalls despite volatility. Conclusion. Priya's investment journey highlights the benefits of a diversified approach, incorporating real estate, stock markets, mutual funds, bonds, and alternative investments. By understanding her financial goals and risk tolerance, she builds a balanced portfolio aligned with her long-term objectives. Her case emphasizes the importance of regular monitoring and adjustments to investment strategies, as well as the value of diversification in mitigating risks while pursuing growth. Through disciplined investing and a clear vision, anyone can work towards financial independence and security. Chapter 9: Protecting Your Wealth, Insurance, Wills, and Estate Planning. Building wealth and protecting it, a comprehensive approach. Achieving financial success involves not just accumulating wealth but also protecting it for future generations. Estate planning is vital for ensuring your assets are passed down according to your wishes. Estate planning essentials. Wills and trusts, ensure your assets are distributed as intended. Life insurance, safeguard your family's financial future in the event of an untimely death. Power of attorney, designate someone to manage your financial affairs if you're unable. Key components of wealth protection. 1. Insurance, a safety net against unforeseen events like health issues or property damage. Life insurance, provides financial security for dependents. Health insurance, covers medical expenses and protects against high healthcare costs. Property insurance, safeguards physical assets such as homes and vehicles. 2. Wills, legal documents that specify asset distribution, ensuring your wishes are followed and helping avoid disputes. 3. Estate planning, preparing for the management and distribution of your estate, including trusts, hold assets for beneficiaries, offering tax advantages and avoiding probate. Power of attorney, appoints someone to make financial or medical decisions on your behalf if incapacitated. Real life example, Anjali's wealth protection strategy. Background, Anjali, a 45-year-old businesswoman in Bengaluru, wants to protect her considerable wealth for her family. Step 1, assessing financial situation and goals. Net worth, 5 Indian rupees crores in assets. Goals, ensure financial security for her family, avoid tax burdens, and streamline the inheritance process. Step 2, obtaining adequate insurance coverage. Anjali secures several insurance policies. Life insurance, a 2 Indian rupees crores term policy for her family's financial security. Health insurance, comprehensive coverage for her family, including critical illness riders. Property insurance, protects her business premises and personal property. Step 3, creating a will. Anjali consults a legal expert to draft a will that specifies the distribution of assets, including her business. Appoints her sister as guardian for her children. Aims to minimize disputes among family members. Step 4, engaging in estate planning. Anjali establishes a family trust to hold her business and investment assets. Tax efficiency, potential tax benefits for her heirs. Asset protection, shields assets from creditors and legal claims. Controlled distribution, funds her children in a structured manner. She also designates her husband as her power of attorney for financial matters and a trusted friend for medical decisions. Results. Anjali's strategy leads to peace of mind, assurance that her family is protected. Smooth transition, her wishes are clearly outlined, ensuring an orderly asset transfer. Financial security, life insurance and a trust safeguard her children's inheritance. Conclusion. Anjali's experience underscores the importance of proactive wealth protection through insurance, wills, and estate planning. It's not just about accumulating wealth but ensuring it's preserved and passed on according to your wishes. Chapter 10, Living the Financially Free Life, Sustaining Your Success. Achieving financial freedom is just the beginning. Sustaining it requires ongoing attention and discipline. How to sustain your success? Monitor your progress, regularly review your financial situation. Reinvest wisely, seek new investment opportunities as your wealth grows. Enjoy life, financial freedom means living on your terms. Importance of sustaining financial freedom. 1. Long-term security provides a safety net against economic uncertainties. 2. Mental well-being reduces stress and anxiety about money. 3. Empowerment and control enables choices that align with your values. 4. Quality of life allows investments in experiences and personal growth. 5. Generational wealth creates a legacy for future generations. 6. Community contribution enables giving back to the community. 7. Resilience to economic changes requires adaptability to navigate shifts in the economy. 8. Focus on personal development minimizes financial worries, allowing for growth. Practical steps to sustain financial freedom. 1. Mindful spending, spend in alignment with your values. 2. Continuous education, stay informed about financial literacy and investment strategies. 3. Goal setting, regularly reassess and adjust goals. 4. Diversification of income, explore multiple income streams for stability. 5. Networking and community engagement, build supportive connections. Conclusion. Living a financially free life is about sustaining that success and its profound impact on various aspects of life. It fosters long-term security, improves mental well-being, and meaningful choices. By committing to sustain financial success, individuals can create a legacy and enjoy a fulfilling life rich in experiences and purpose. Overall conclusion: take control, stay committed, achieve freedom. Financial freedom is a process, not a destination. By following the steps outlined in this guide, you can break free from financial limitations and create a life of abundance. Start now, stay consistent.